When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Yannick Hanfman.
I'm Ilya Marchenko.
I'm Dennis Kudler.
This is Sebastian Wolfler.
It's Marc-Andrea Huesler.
I am Francisco Cerundolo.
And you're listening to the Game Zola Podcast.
Hopefully you enjoy it.
Hopefully.
Hey, buenos tardes, tennis fans. Here we are in Madrid. It's the Madrid Open draw reaction for the women's. And this one is an exciting tournament because it's a Masters event. That's right, JG. The men's will be coming up tomorrow, so make sure to join us for that one too. But are we ready? Because this one, we know that Rybakina has just won a tournament, beaten Iga, and she looks unstoppable. Can she do it again in Madrid, JG?
Well, I'm having a look at the live player rankings, and you can see, the live race for the women's. Iga is leading the tour with 3,300. Rybakina second, Sabalenka third, Danielle Collins fourth, and Coco Gauff fifth. So that is the top five. The three at the top are Iga, Rybakina, Sabalenka. Out of them three, in Madrid, I would favour either Rybakina or Sabalenka due to the serve. However, Iga very good on the clay. The winner's got to come from one of the three of them. I don't see an upset. I don't see a surprise. I see one of them winning it. Rybakina, obviously the obvious one because she's in form, playing well. And everything's going her way at the moment. She's just beating Iga too. But you never really know. I mean, Iga could definitely get revenge. Sabalenka could put it all together. If you're looking at any of the others, I don't see this one being an upset. I see it being one of the three of them winning the title.
Yeah, Rybakina didn't do too well last year in Madrid. Went out to Kalinskaya in the second round. And we did have the other two in the final, which was Sabalenka and Iga. Sabalenka was the champion last year. And she'll be looking to get a little bit of form back. I think that she'll be a bit disappointed in the last couple of tournaments. And I think this is the place to do it. If she's really going to hit the ground running on the clay, it would be Madrid where it's most likely to happen. Before we go any further, if you are just joining us, make sure you've hit a like on this video and subscribe to the channel. We'll be taking you through all the Madrid action on the men's and women's over the next week and a half. It's going to be one of those elongated ones, but I'm looking forward to it. So should we get stuck into it?
Yep, let's get into it.
Right, so let's get into the draw. And I'll switch the background. Here we go. And then we can pull it up. There we go. First quarter. This is the Iga quarter. And let's have a look down the list to see who is in her quarter. I don't really like the way that they've done these. They've just done them in lists.
No.
But this is what we've got to go with. And this is our initial reaction. We haven't seen this draw yet. So I'm just going to have a look to see who's in Iga's section.
I like the first round matchup, Sorana Sestea, Azarenka. I think that's a good one. And I'll be cheering on Sestea. I think she'll be able
playing.
To get the win.
There's the black. No, it's the colours are next to each other.
Oh, apologies. Shot. It looks like I was looking at the lines. I was going to say, that looks like a bit of a wild first round match. I was just saying, if they were to play, I would have had Sestea. They're not going to be playing. Not straight away anyway. So we're looking at the... Okay, I see what you're saying. One and two. Yep, got you. So we've got Bai and Sestea. Is that right?
That's correct. Azarenka. Yeah. That's it. There you go. So they aren't playing in the first round. Moving down in Iga's quarter, we do have Azarenka, like you said. That's a tough one.
Yep.
Going down, Cerebres Tormo, good clay court player in there. We've got Peyton Stearns in there. Haddad Maia and Svitolina, both in her section. Both good clay court players as well. Keep going down. Any other names of note here?
Trevor Sam. Donna Mekic.
yeah, Trevor Sand, decent. And Maria Sakkari in her quarter. Not a bad quarter, though, for Igo, I don't think, on first reflection. I think she'll be fairly happy with that.
I would see her walking this one with the big surprise, or the one who could do some stuff is being Trevor Sand. I reckon she can come good on the clay. We could see her do a bit. The problem is, I feel with these sort of clay courts, it might not suit her so much, being a smaller lady.
Yeah.
She could be overpowered slightly.
Just beat Osaka in the last tournament in France, but like you said, faster courts, so it may not favour her. Sloane Stephens been having quite a good tournament last week. She just won a final in France, beating Lynette in the final, so she's got a good bit of form coming into this one. I think Navarro...
It's Iga's to lose. Yeah. Iga won't lose this one. And as the shock, someone who's going to go far, it won't be Navarro. It's not going to be any of them. I reckon we could see a Trevor Sand Iga.
I don't know. I mean, Sakkari, I mean, possibly this is a good tournament for her as well. Because I don't think
Sakkari won't do it.
All right. I feel like it's not the worst section for her either. Like, if she was looking
Trevisan will beat Sakkari.
Well, there you go. You heard it here first. Let us know if you agree with that in the comment section below. But who is in Iga's half, though? Because we know that she's going to want to avoid Rybakina. And she does avoid Rybakina because she has Coco Gauff out of the top four in her section. So that means Rybakina is on Sabalenka's side. And so let's have a look through Coco Gauff's quarter here. So we've got Brenda Flavitova, Anisimova, all winnable so far, I think, down here. Madison Keys, Yastremska, Naomi Osaka in there, not really a clay court player. Here we go. Samsonova. It starts to get a little bit tougher here, this little section. Ostapenko,
Badoza, Raducanu, Pliskova, Fernandez.
Kudametova as well.
Topova. And then Ons Jabeur's just completely shot of confidence. It'll be interesting to see how Raducanu follows up her performance the other day against Iga. I thought she played quite well.
Yeah.
Is she going to be at the races? Can she beat? Is it first round Pliskova there?
Yeah, it is Pliskova. I mean, it's a tough match, but I think it's a winnable one for her.
I think she can beat Pliskova for sure, but she'll be happy if she can. I think she can go beyond Ons Jabeur as well, but it all depends how she holds up. We may even see a Leyla Fernandez matchup.
That would be an epic.
We've not seen them two play, have we, since the final?
No, we haven't. I would like to see it, especially on the clay. It seems like Raducanu's really.
It would definitely be worth us covering that just for like old time's sake.
I think so. I think keep an eye out maybe for Kenin. I mean, if Ons Jabeur is not having a good time. Kenin, don't forget, she's been to the final of a clay court slam before. Maybe. If she gets it all...
No.
All pieces falling together.
How's Kenin been playing then, Ben?
I don't know, to be honest. But I know that she has the odd spell of brilliance, but then followed by the odd spell of terribleness. So
I've not seen one recently where she's been playing that great.
Oh, and I'll tell you what spell she's been on recently. Terrible. I don't expect anything from her.
She did all right towards the end of last year, wasn't it? But
she's on a terrible run of form. Do you want to hear how many she's lost in a row?
No, but who to?
She's lost to Taylor Townsend, Volynets, Tomova, Sustaya, Balskova, Heather Watson,
Iga. Stop there. You said Heather Watson. She's finished. Once I've heard Heather Watson, that's it. The end of her. She needs to probably retire and join Muguruza.
Oh.
And that could be the end of Kenin. Another Grand Slam champion bites the dust. We saw them in a final not too long ago.
How sad's that? I mean, well, that's that section.
Seen Ons Jabeur in a few finals. She's struggling at the moment. Don't see much of her. I would like to see Ostapenko do something special.
Paula Badoza, maybe?
No, I think Ostapenko. In Spain, maybe, Madrid.
This is what I mean.
Steph's just done well on the clay, could motivate her.
I feel that she's very injury prone, though. I worry about her fitness. I feel that, like you said, I think Ostapenko...
She's probably just been in Barcelona, now the trip to Barcelona, to Madrid. She's acclimatised, she's back at home, eating tapas.
It could be the
Steph's just got to the final. Nice few Madrids.
It could be the difference. She'll have a lot of fans cheering her on, and that may help her. I think she's a bit low on confidence. I'd like to see her do well, but...
What about Nisimova, one of your favourite players? Didn't you have her for, was it world number one at one point?
Probably. Probably had, I've had her to win the Calendar
Slam. No, you had
her
win the Australian Open.
Calendar Slam winner, I think, at one point. But, yeah.
Do you think she will win a Grand Slam, Ben, in your lifetime?
If she keeps taking breaks away from the tour just because she fancies going for a bit of a party,
no, then but you know, famously, you did have her win in a Grand Slam. Do you think that that could happen one time?
I think she has the ability to win one. Do I think she will? No.
Do you think Favrita will win one?
Too early to say. Which one? Brenda.
The better one. I think Linda.
Is Linda the better one? I feel like she's Linda, the older one. At the,
yeah,
but it's
I like
tough
Linda.
To say. I don't. It's too early. They're not enough power in their game for me. The way that the women's game is right now, power seems to be the way that you win matches. Neither of them seem to have much of it. So... not right now, unless they put a bit, I don't know, go down the gym, put a few.
So does Coco Gauff have that much more power than them?
Yeah, I think so. I think that she's got a better technique, better, more powerful serve, solid backhand. Forehand's been a bit flaky, but she sorted it out. But yeah, stronger.
Yeah, well, Coco Gauff is favourite, I guess, for this section on the eager half. Yeah. If I had to pick an outsider to go through, I'm going to be having. Ostapenko is my wild one. So I've had Trevisan on the first page, Ostapenko on the second page. Who's your wild card?
I don't think it's wild, Ostapenko. I'm going to go wild and go Raducanu. I think that's a little bit wilder, but...
God.
What? Did you not think she'd been playing well? You're not going to give her some props for a change?
God. You've been watching the BBC?
I don't know.
You had BBC Sport on today?
Possibly. No, I haven't. Been watching your
I've been
shorts.
Watching a bit of BM Sports, watching Leverkusen.
I've been watching Blackburn play. Anyway, let's move on to the third quarter. And this one is the Rybakina quarter, the most in-form player on the women's tour right now. And Marta Kostyuk, how crazy is this? They've just played in a final and look where they're pitted in this draw. Right close to each other again. And that's terrible news for Marta Kostyuk because... if she wasn't anywhere near Rybakina, I think she'd actually have quite a good chance. But I don't give her much of a chance now.
It's a hard one because Rybakina lost to someone here last year who I wasn't expecting her to. And I had her winning this tournament because it feels like Madrid's made for her.
Yeah.
And it feels like Rome's not made for her. And instead, she lost Madrid, then won Rome. And if you are a betting man, she's actually extremely good odds for Roland Garros. You can get her at 12-1, Rybakina, to win, which I don't think is too crazy because she's such a good tennis player. It's not that bad of a thing because she has the ability, I think, to win a big event on that sort of clay because Rome's quite similar and she won that event. So, yeah, fascinating. I think... on paper, she should really walk this section. If you scroll up, let's have a look if there's any other names. But initially,
Skye's in there again. This is the one who did it last year.
Exactly.
This
is the... keep going up. Let's have a look. Anyone
Pavlyuchenkova,
else?
Daria Kasatkina, Kalinina, Yuan.
Qingwen Zheng, I guess, there's one of the higher ranked. But it's the easiest. It is so simple, really, on paper.
Yeah, it's the
you could say Kasatkina, Alexandrova, they're playing quite good. Blinkova's got a result. She's the one who obviously beat her at the Australian Open in that crazy tie break. But still, she should win this. She should win this quarter easily.
I mean, Kalinskaya,
she's got history against some of these opponents, which isn't in not a positive way. Like you say, Kalinskaya.
It's a tough one, Kalinskaya, for me, because I never know which one I'm going to get with her. I mean, she just played Stuttgart, couldn't even get through the qualifier and lost to Sara Errani. So it's just... but then
strange,
she comes... she's had a great year up until we got onto clay, really. But I'm not going to judge her until we see her form in Madrid, because it's a bit different on this type of clay. Let's move to the final section, which is Sabalenka. And Sabalenka could be facing maybe Linette or Cocciletto in that second round. Avanesyan in that section. We've got Klychikova. She's not really been doing too much of late, has she? I mean, she's supposed to be a clay court whiz, but she's not really been doing anything. She lost first round in Stuttgart to Kudumetova, so not in great form. Daniel Collins may be the one to watch out for, I think.
Paolini as well.
And Paolini, both really good players.
Paolini having her best season ever, so...
Paolini, brilliant. I mean, Daniel Collins hasn't played since she won in Charleston on the clay. And bear in mind, she's on a winning streak at the moment where she's won back-to-back tournaments. She won Miami, she won Charleston, and she hasn't played since. Yeah, so she's taken a break off, and so she's in her last year on tour. Is she just going to go on this crazy winning streak and keep going?
She's been the fourth best player this year. She's been better than Coco Gauff, King Wingzheng, Marta Kostyuk, Paolini, Ostapenko, Kalinskaya, Kasatkina, Sakkari. All of these players she's been better than.
Mad, isn't it? I mean, brilliant, but just I didn't expect it from her. But I'm happy for her because it's her final year on tour. Do you reckon there's going to be something happen? If she won a slam or something this year, do you reckon she might be like, why am I retiring? This is the best I've ever played. Do you reckon she'd just stay on?
I think so.
I wouldn't blame her.
I think it does happen, doesn't it, sometimes when you exceed expectations.
Yeah.
You change your career plan.
Well,
so keep going through this little thing because you've got Vondrousova there who's dangerous. Yeah, so far, I still like Paolini as one of the ones who I feel could do well. But she's got a bit of that small Italian syndrome and I'm not sure if she can handle it. Noskova?
Yeah, possibly. I mean, Garcia's in this little section as well.
Where's Sabah then?
Sabah's down the bottom.
Okay. So Sabah's players... Could see Saba Krajcikova, not a match you'll like. Katie Bolter, maybe early doors. Clara Burrell.
Let's have a look to see that. These are the hypothetical quarterfinals for the draw. So
absolute zero chance of this.
Yeah, I mean, I can't see it happening.
You'll never see Sakkari, Ons Jabeur, or King Wingzheng in this situation.
Most likely, I agree.
Sabalenka, although King Wingzheng's one of the best servers in the women's game, statistically.
Still. I haven't seen enough from her to convince me that she's at that level yet.
No.
I'd say that one's the most likely. Sabalenka, Vondrousova, they both look pretty good.
Yeah, agreed.
Move on. These are the notable first round matchups as well. We've got Raducanu versus Pliskova, Mila Andreeva versus Taylor Townsend, Stevens versus Trevisan. That is a really good one.
I want Trevisan to win.
Putin Sava, Yuan, no surprises there. Bauskova versus Siniakova as well.
Isn't Yuan playing quite well? I remember you were speaking about her recently.
Yeah.
And you picked her to do quite well in an event.
She won a tournament, didn't she, recently?
She's the highest ranked Chinese player. Is that the one?
I believe so, yeah. Didn't she? She made it inside the top 100, didn't she? Yuan, I'm not sure if I'm saying the name correctly. Yuan Yui, is that right? But... yeah, anyway, we'll move on from that and just have a look at Iga's draw. This is Iga's draw. So, bye through the first round, potentially Wang
She's
or...
She's 38 in the world, Ben.
Who's that? Yuan?
Yuan, yeah.
Oh, nice. So, she's really, like, rocketed up
the Yeah, she's the number one ranked Chinese player, I believe.
I think she's even higher in the race as well. She's 23 in the race, which is incredible.
Good season.
Well done to her. Brilliant season. So, Iga could have Sestea. I don't see any problems in these first three rounds. Fourth round, Svitolina. I expect her to beat Svitolina. Sakkari, if it's the quarterfinal, I expect that to be a win. Semi-final, Coco Gauff, maybe. And then the final of Sabalenka. It could be somebody different. I think it could be Rybakina. It could be... I don't know. It could be someone else. Maybe Vondrousova's in that side as well. We don't know who's going to be.
So Iga can only play Sabalenka or Rybakina in the final. Is that right?
Or Vondrousova. Yeah, they can play multiple players.
No, no. But what I'm saying is Iga, if she has to play Sabalenka or Rybakina, it'll only be in the final.
Yeah.
Iga, for me, then gets to the final.
I think it looks likely.
Because it just feels like I don't see any of them others beat it, though.
Well, this is Coco's route, so we can just have a quick look at that. It'd be Fravitova or Rus, Anisimova, Yastremska, then Samsonova.
She'll lose at the quarterfinals.
Yeah, Jabeur, Ostapenko, or Raducanu. They've been a very good hit.
It might not be one of them, but
Iga in the semi-final or Sauber Rybakina in the final. I'm quite interested to see Rybakina's one, mostly, to be honest. And they've gone all out with this and told us all the possibilities. So we've got Bai through the first, Bronzetti in the second, Kostyuk in the third, most likely. Then Kalinskaya in the fourth, or maybe Alexandrova or Blinkova. Zheng, Kalinina, Pavlyuchenkova or Kasatkina in the quarterfinal. I'm not sure who would make that one, to be honest. Semi-final, Vondrousova, Paolini, Collins or Sabalenka. I mean, could Collins be the real dark horse in this whole tournament? I mean, there's part of me thinks she could. And then the final, potentially Iga, I reckon. I'm not entertain Sakkari or Jabeur. Goff, maybe. But I'm not that convinced by that one at all.
Yeah, it's a great draw for Iga. This draw is good for her. It's not a bad draw, I would say, for Rybakina. And it's a tougher draw for Sabalenka. That's how I'd assess it out of the three of them. I think Sava's got the tougher draw.
Yeah,
out of
so
the three.
This is the Saba one. I mean, yeah, definitely.
Because I'll tell you what you've got. You've got the round four of Collins. You've got the quarterfinal of Vondrousova or Paolini,
yeah,
which is instantly a lot tougher than everyone else's.
Yep.
Semi-final-wise, I mean, you're going to have Iga, I reckon, waiting in the final.
Yes.
You'd expect Rybakina should make the semi-finals as well.
Should do. I agree.
So it's all on Sabra if she can get to the semis, and then we'll have semis of Rybakina, Sabra.
I think that's about right. Well, that sort of wraps up our draw reaction. Let us know your thoughts in the comments section below. Which is your favourite first round matchup, and who do you think is going to win in Madrid? Is it going to be Iga? Is she going to get revenge on last year and win the final? Or is she even going to get to the final? Will Rybakina keep on driving on and taking this new, like, is she the new clay court queen, Rybakina? I don't think Iga's going to be very happy about the fact she keeps on winning on clay. That's 2-0 against Iga on clay now.
But she's got the ability to get revenge, a bit like Djokovic can, so I wouldn't be surprised if she does do it. And let us know, guys, do you agree with Ben? Sophia Kenin, can she have a resurgence? I know Ben's big on the Kenin resurgence. And do you believe that Anisimova can win a Grand Slam? We know Ben also thinks that was a possibility at the start of last year. Do you think that's possible? Let us know in the comments section. If you haven't already, hit the like button, subscribe if you're new, and we'll see you in Madrid. Gracias.
Adios.
Adios, amigos.
Podcast Network.